Welcome to a nice sunny Tuesday afternoon. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. John Peterson, Gordy Young from the John and Gordy in the Morning Show at WMDX in Madison, Wisconsin. We are filling in this week.
Yes, all week long for Maggie Dawn from 2 until 4. Yeah, she'll be back next Monday.
But she must have known that, you know, all this stuff would hit the fan. So she doesn't have to talk. She doesn't have to talk about it or give her legal opinion. You know, when I listen to her, I always, you know, love to hear the legal opinion side of what she has to talk about, you know. And and Thursday we're going to have Jim Santella in here and have the legal side.
He'll explain it all to us.
We are not attorneys here. We just play them, fake ones. Sure. On the air, we act like we know everything about the law.
Yeah, things have kind of heated up the last couple of days.
It
since
has.
This, since this stuff. Email chain or the texting change.
It's a texting thing. And, you know, it's Signal. It's a chat that shouldn't have gone out there. And there's a lot of different points of view on this. You know, I heard... heard during Todd's show, you know, Bruce and Joe called in, and they both had really excellent points, and I have something to augment what they were talking about.
Really?
Yes, I actually have audio.
So the Signal chat, this was something that half a dozen of the top security people were on. Pete Hegseth was on there, and Marco Rubio, and Tulsi Gabbard. Now they're all testifying in the Senate committee this afternoon.
I think they might be done, but...
Well, they're still.
But Tulsi is
still in there.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah. Yeah. I see Patel there.
Well, I mean, that's from 11 a.m. this morning. But
you think so?
The whole thing here is that these guys aren't telling us anything. and Tulsi is the best out of the best.
Just dodging the questions?
She didn't answer anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, did you use your phone or maybe, you know, a government phone? Well, I really can't tell you because they're investigating this currently. I'm sorry. You know, I can't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, were you part of the conversation? They're investigating this. I really can't tell you anything at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though her initials were part of the chat.
Part of the chat. Yeah, so it appears that CNN is showing a replay of the hearing from earlier this morning right now. So they're showing the whole thing.
A lot of intelligence officials were out there, and this is a big Department of Defense blunder.
Mm.
And no one's going to lose their job. As I mentioned on our show earlier this morning, they love these people too much. They backed them to the hilt. Remember?
You know, right, I mean, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Pete Hegseth, bad choice. Really, really bad choice. And they backed them up. They stood there behind them all the way. And there's no way that they're going to be proven wrong about their pick. So they're going to keep all these people in.
Mm. And Hegseth is blaming the journalist and saying, you know, what a hack he is and all. You know, I mean, just immediately defending himself. By blaming the
messenger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that guy, I mean, if you saw the interview with him, he is, no wonder he's the editor of The Atlantic. He's really, really good. He's a true businessman, a great reporter, and he did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to get the whole bunch of cuts here. I have a bunch of cuts. So,
excellent.
Do you want to get something out of the way here?
Well,
first?
I want to get our phone number out here in case anybody wants to get in touch with us. It's easy to do. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Same number that Maggie has. So if you're a Maggie Dawn listener, you know, again, we're just filling in this week. But I'd be happy to have you chime in and get your thoughts on anything that we're talking about today.
Well, you know, let's find out first, you know, what Hegseth thinks about people who don't protect military secrets.
Oh, okay.
No. Let's hear cut 219.
All right.
This is Pete.
Here we go.
Apparently, the standard operating procedure inside the Clinton Secretary of State office was to send emails that couldn't otherwise be printed to the maid to print them out of a secure area or from a secure area and then hand them off. Any security professional, military, government or otherwise, would be fired on the spot for this type of conduct and criminally prosecuted for being so reckless with this kind of information. The fact that she wouldn't be held accountable for this, I think, blows the mind of anyone who's held our nation's secrets dear, yeah. Who's had a top secret clearance like I have and others, who know that even one hiccup causes a problem, let alone a standard procedure like this.
Yeah, there you go. See? Mm. And it was just a hiccup, you know, just a...
You know, the hiccups are a tough thing.
You know, well, you get a hiccup, what would you call this?
You're usually going to get another hiccup. Hiccups, you're kind of contagious.
Is this an upchuck?
Upchuck or a hiccup?
Is it more than a hiccup?
Is it a guffaw?
I think
so. Could
be
a guffaw.
CNN aired a montage of a lot of these senior Trump officials, you know, their outrage over Hillary's emails. So let's listen to this montage. And right at the end, Hillary has a comment. Listen to Cut 230.
Here we go.
If there was anyone other than Hillary Clinton, they would be in jail right now.
Nobody is above the law, not even Hillary Clinton, even though she thinks she is.
Mishandling classified information is still a violation of the Espionage Act.
When you have the Clinton emails, on top of the fact that the sitting president of the United States admitted he had documents in his garage, they didn't prosecute, they didn't go after these folks.
Hillary Clinton responded tonight with this. You have got to be kidding me.
And what a great response.
That says it all. Right?
I think it says everything, doesn't it? Now, of course, you know, Hank Sess was asked about, you know, the reporter who got this at The Atlantic. The editor, pretty important guy, pretty responsible guy, in fact. But, you know, Hank Sess had to attack the messenger, and this is Cut 227.
Talking about Jeffrey Goldberg.
Yes, Jeffrey Goldberg.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about a deceitful and highly discredited so-called journalist who's made a profession of peddling hoaxes time and time again, to include the, I don't know, the hoaxes of Russia, 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 or the fine
that wasn't
people
a hoax.
On both sides hoax, or suckers and losers hoax. So this is the guy that peddles in garbage. This is what he does. I would love to comment on the Houthi campaign. Because of the skill and courage of our troops, I've monitored it very closely from the beginning. And you see, we've been managing 4 years of deferred maintenance under the Trump administration. Our troops, our sailors were getting shot at as targets. Our ships couldn't sail through. And when they did shoot back, it was purely defensively or at shacks in Yemen. Yeah. President Trump said, no more. We will reestablish deterrence. We will open freedom of navigation. And we will ultimately decimate the Houthis, which is exactly what we're doing as we speak from the beginning, overwhelmingly.
Just stay on topic. Just stay on topic.
try to focus.
Yeah. He can't focus at all.
No, they're not going to do it.
A little high or something. Who knows, right?
Not going to admit anything. No.
Well, then, of course, CNN reporter Jamie Gangel?
Yeah, Jamie Gangel. She's been there a long time, CNN. Yeah.
And she had a comment about this, so this is Cut 220. Let's listen.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
I just want to say I've spoken to two very high-ranking former intelligence officials, both of whom worked for Republicans, and they both said that they were stunned, along with everybody else, that there is no defense that this could have happened and that someone should be fired. So let me just give you a couple of quotes. I asked, would you ever set up communication like this on a commercial app? Absolutely not. There's secure video conferencing. This is not the way it's done. Quote, they broke every procedure known to man about protecting operational material before a military strike. The lack of operational security and stupidity is just stunning.
Stunning. Stunning. That's what it's all about. Jamie Gangel. Right?
That's it. Yes.
Oh, yeah. The accent there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good at French. In fact, we got a little French coming up later on, a French lesson. So
we do?
Yes.
No, I didn't know that.
We do. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I didn't see that on the outline.
Well, I'm hiding
you
it from
so.
You.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, Adam Kinzinger came out with a very good comment. I think Bruce was talking about this. He called from, I can't remember where he called from. Mezo? No.
Mm-hmm.
Stoughton, I believe, yes. Anyway.
On Todd's show?
Yeah, on Todd's show. Yeah, just recently, and this is Cut 231. Again, Adam Kinzinger, and worried about Russia in this case. Let's listen.
So I saw Olga Lautman on Twitter. She did a timeline and basically came to the conclusion that Steve Witkoff was apparently in Moscow when he was added to this group chat, when he was added to the Signal chat. Now, if that's the case, you have to believe, and we were told this every time we traveled to hostile nations, that they will be monitoring your chats. They'll be monitoring your what you do on your phone while you're there. And also, Russia was spying on Ukrainians in their military by exploiting a loophole in Signal. So this very well may not be a victimless crime. It's very possible that Russia had access to this through Steve Witkoff. So this is, it's obviously terrible.
Of course it's terrible.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
And of course, they found that loophole in Signal, and they were, eavesdropping on Ukraine.
Mm.
So this is a big deal. And, obviously you'd have to imagine that they were monitoring any kind of phone service out of Russia at the time, right?
Well, yes. And all the intelligence officers, all the agencies, they have secure ways of communicating with each other. They don't need something like Signal, consumer app, to talk to each other.
Exactly.
So what they were doing on there in the first place, that seems to be a question.
Just to kind of let everybody know, I actually work for the federal government.
Yeah.
I work for the Census Bureau.
Right.
And everything is very, very, very secure behind passwords.
You have special laptops
and
that you
numbers.
Use, right?
Yeah. Well, we have a little gizmo that we wear around our neck normally, and it changes its numbers every 15 or 20 seconds. And you have to enter that code into your laptop in order to log in and get access to it. So, yes. We are very secure in the federal government.
Okay,
very, very secure.
You better not reveal any more secret information from the
feds. Well, we're going to reveal the emojis that were used.
Oh, really?
Yes, during this chat. So we've got that coming up next.
Mm-hmm, that's coming up. And also a little bit later on, in about a half hour, we'll talk to the Hunger Task Force from Milwaukee. Stay with us on the Civic Media Radio Network.